It has been said that there is really no point in studying words if they are not going to be remembered. This is absolutely true for medical terminology. Trying to memorize long lists of vocabulary is highly inefficient. It does not produce long-term learning. Language is learned by studying it for its word structure, vocabulary, and word usage. The longer and more frequently you work with new terms, the more likely they are to move from short-term memory into long-term memory. Learning is based in long-term memory. This is where you store meaningful and personally relevant information and skills. Memory is your ability to remember past experiences. Learning is your ability to use that information in subsequent behaviors and activities. For example, speaking forces you to use your memory to retrieve what has been stored there and use it to communicate. Long-term memory also provides a foundation from which any new learning can be attached or associated. When this occurs, processing new information into long-term memory happens more quickly. For example, if you already have experience with a broken bone and you are suddenly introduced to the medical terminology for types of fractures and their treatment, it is much more likely you will learn this new material because you can associate with it through your own personal memories. Language acquisition requires that the learner see, hear, and use a word to learn it. Furthermore, when word exposure occurs in a relevant context, it will stimulate you, the learner, to remember it. I'm sure you've all heard the expression, use it or lose it. It's true. If you want to remember new words and phrases, you need to practice with them. This is the most effective way of moving new information into long-term memory. Here's another interesting fact. Did you know that simply looking at a word or short list of words from time to time promotes word recognition, memory, and learning? It does. Studies in the psychology of learning tell us that word recognition through reading or simply seeing a word allows the eye to take in a visual representation of it and send it through the brain synapses looking for a memory to associate it to. From there, it is filed into long-term memory alongside a word that is already known, or it starts a new memory file as one that is completely new. With this being said, it is still sometimes necessary in life to memorize. In the textbook, Medical Language, Terminology, and Context, there are memory magic sections at the end of each chapter that provide a variety of methods to assist when memorization of medical terminology is required. Some may work very well for you, while others may not. Try them all to optimize your chances that more than one technique will be effective for you. Here are a few more techniques you might want to try. Number 1. Write a medical terminology list. No more than 10 to 15 terms maximum. Keep the list on an index card in your pocket where you can easily reach for it and look at it throughout the day. In the evening, sit down and write out the list without looking. Self-assess. Check the card as if it were an answer key and determine how well this memorization tool worked. Number 2. Again, create a word list of medical terms, but this time choose them because they are somehow useful to you. Think about a context wherein you could actually use these words in your day. Write a brief definition of each term, too. Then, go out and converse with colleagues, family, and friends. Inject these words into your conversation at just the right time and place. Watch the reaction of others. They may be impressed or need to clarify with you. Share the definition. Each time you use a word in a meaningful way, you are much more likely to retain it in memory for future use. Number 3. Another way to use a useful word list is in anticipation of re-encountering one of the patients you are following in the textbook. For example, if you were particularly interested in Gil Lepke's brain injury, you could write down key medical terms and expressions for that. Tell someone else about Gil's story. Use that terminology. Define it for your listener. Review your useful word list for this case from time to time until your next encounter with Gil. You'll be amazed at how linguistically prepared you are to move forward in his care with his treatment team.